Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
How do you respond to God's discipline? Are you finding His love and His victory in your daily walk with Him? I'm Ron, your host, and today the family discusses the many facets of God's dealings in our lives.
I had a very deep experience many years ago. I went through back surgery, and I was very angry and mad at the Lord. I didn't go through that trial where I was victorious in it. And last year, the Lord gave me another opportunity where I went through another surgery, and I went through that with worship and faith and love for Him in my heart. And He said, "You've gone through that with victory." And it's like He gives you chances. It's not the end of the world if you're in a trial and you fail. He'll give you another opportunity to have the victory in the things that He takes you through. And that's so important.
Sounds like there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And I love that, Lori, because one thing, it speaks a lot of your maturity to be able to voice where you fail. Without condemnation, you fail. The Lord's not condemning you, and we're not. And that's important. That's a very important atmosphere. And I would speak that to anybody out there that seek for an atmosphere like that, where if you feel condemned because you're not doing this, is it your brain condemning yourself? Is it your friends condemning you? Where is this condemnation coming from? That's not from the Lord, for sure. Even when you fail the Lord, He's not standing there condemning you. This is a process, and He realizes that we are weak and that it's a process, and we will fail. What does the scripture say? A righteous man falls 7 times, and the Lord upholds him with His hand. In this, you start learning the Spirit of the Lord. You start learning what it is to be in His presence and what is not His presence.
Right. My husband has been writing his memoirs, basically, but of course it includes a lot of things about the Lord, too. And he took the story of the prodigal son, and it was a revelation to me what he said, because the prodigal son, it was the father who was really the story there, because he was the forgiving person. He said something at the end of this talk about the prodigal son. He said the prodigal son probably got to know his father much better than his brother did, because the brother thought he was being good just because he was there the full time, and he put down his brother. He wouldn't go to his feast. The prodigal son learned that he was nothing. And so he came back so humbly, and because of that, he found the love of his father with more revelation than probably his brother ever had. When we go through things and we blow it, which all of us do and have and probably will again, if we can come back and learn, go through it and then learn it and then come back and really glorify the Lord, then we've grown up. And we've gotten to have that relationship with the Father more than ever before.
Right. You know, I wonder if people understand that that's honestly a story about Adam and his fall. And he left the presence of the Lord. And as people, we have learned what it is not to know the presence of the Lord. I've heard many people talk about how Adam, part of the reason that he sinned was because he did not understand what love of the Father was. But now we have learned, and our drive is to be back into His presence, to love Him, because we know what it's like to live without that love. Which one is really the prodigal son? The one who was with his dad and could have done anything he chose to do, but he became bitter.
Mm-hmm.
because his brother was welcomed.
Right.
We now know what the love of the Father is.
Right.
Because we have been without his love, and now we're coming back. People are coming back into a relationship with the Father, finding out about his love. I love that story. If you can tell, Sandy, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites too, because it really shows the love of the Father more than anything. Mm-hmm. It shows how much he loves us.
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting how it always comes right back to his love. No matter what he puts us through, it all exposes how much he loves us and how much he wants us to become what he had in his heart from the foundations of the world. He's just creating us to be so that we can move and become his sons in the earth. What is behind God's motive? And it's his motive is love.
Yes.
For us.
Completely.
Says John 13:35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. I want to be known by all people that I have the love of Jesus Christ in me.
Sure.
I'm going to do that if I have love for one another. That's where I want to live in my heart.
It's by God's discipline in our daily lives that he works his love in us so that we will be those who show the love of God to all people.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.